Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association board member Eric Keynes isn't surprised the number of wolves has grown by about 80 since last year, with an oversized deer herd acting as lunch on a hoof. Keynes says it does make for challenging times. Still, he doesn't think people raising cattle for a living will be gunning down the canines under the new rules.
Chances of that happening are very remote. Have a gun just when you see a wolf, and having it loaded and being able to shoot this animal, I don't think there's a real big chance of that happening.
Cattle farmer Marcia Mahalik of Bayfield County has applied for a permit to shoot problem wolves. She's had plenty of trouble in the past with wolves killing her cattle.
I'm trying to be really up about this. I got 150 calves supposed to hit the ground here between now and July, and I'm hoping that everything goes right.
So far, she hasn't been granted the shooting permit. She says lawsuits by people who'd like to protect the wolves have stopped that process.
Let us take care of our problems, and until they walk a mile in my shoes, they've got no idea what I'm up against.
The 600 or so wolves, mostly in the northern part of the state, are considered critical in controlling a deer herd, which is above what the Department of Natural Resources believes is a manageable number. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.